G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2017. We've had a few weeks of absentia, but they've been bye weeks, so who cares?
We've been to St Kilda of podcasts the last few weeks, haven't they been bloody awful of late?
Well, speaking of awful, I'll put my hand up there. I've been doing no one any favours in recent times, but as they say, there's always room for improvement, and I'm confident that I'm going to get myself back in winning form this week. I'm all over it.
Excellent. We kick things off tomorrow night over at Subiaco with West Coast and Geelong. Close to a pick 'em, Eagles getting 2.5, 3.5 points, depending on where you're shopping. Total points line, high 170s.
Yeah, I originally didn't mind the look of the over in this game, to be honest. But no Kennedy, no Hawkins means that they're going to need to find different avenues to go. Maybe be a little bit smarter with the way they use the ball, try and find that hit-up lead. Coming out of the forward line, which brings your Dangerfields and those sorts of guys into the equation for Geelong, but also probably plays into West Coast hands a little bit for mine, because they've got a better rung of second tier forwards behind the key, who's obviously missing in this instance. So potentially an unders game based with that strike power out, but there's enough doubt for me to sit this one out.
Well, I'm going to play this two ways. I've got Geelong. West Coast covered one of their last 14 when the line's been less than 3 goals either way.
Wow.
They love stomping terrible sides, and they're a good enough side when they get 4 or 5 goals start, they cover. In those genuinely up for grabs games, they just do not cover. They're horrible at it. Geelong covered 10 of their last 13 when the line's been less than 2 goals either way. Head-to-head history favours the home team, but I think there's enough here for me to take West Coast on. Also going to play the under. Both sides trend a little to the under at night. Subiaco games in the dead of winter and night tend to go under. Recent head-to-head history, the night games have gone low. I think there's enough room here, so I'm going to have Geelong and the under.
Good calls.
We move to Friday night, and we're at the Docklands for North Melbourne and St Kilda. Again, near enough a pick'em. You can get North with a couple of points start if you're shopping well. Total points line, mid-180s.
Yeah, North not been travelling the best, I guess, but St Kilda have been going absolutely bloody terrible. I'm gonna take the points on this occasion. For mine, it's purely a form indication of the last couple of weeks, not necessarily including these teams, but teams coming off a bye against teams that played last week, regardless of how many days break, it's still not the 14 or 15 days their opposition have had, and those teams have all performed really well. So on the strength of that alone, I'm going to take the points.
Yeah, I couldn't quite talk myself into a bet here, but if I was going to bet, North would be the way I went. North won the last three head-to-head. If you take out the last game they played against Richmond, which was a stinker, their 4 or 5 weeks prior to that were all pretty good. St Kilda looked to be in a bit of free-fall at the moment. So for tipping purposes, I'll be tipping North, but not with enough confidence to actually step in. Saturday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Richmond and Sydney. Again, near enough a pick'em. Tigers getting a couple of points if you're shopping well. Total points line, high 160s.
Same premise as previous game for me. I'm going to take the points on this one, albeit a small start for Richmond. Sydney did play the Thursday game the previous week, so they have had a 9-day break, but again, it's not the 14 or 15 days that Richmond have had off, so that for me, again, is enough to get involved here. To be honest, on exposed form, if all other things being equal, I think Richmond are just a better team anyway, the way they're playing football at the moment. Never thought I'd say that. And the big advantage that Richmond probably have in this game is that Franklin has been Sydney's only true avenue to goal all year. He doesn't like to play deep against Rance. Rance has got his number in the forward 50, so he's going to have to play higher. We all know that he has the capacity to hit the scoreboard from anywhere inside 60 metres, but you know, it'd take a remarkable
not from the wing though.
It'd take a remarkable performance for him to kick 5 or 6 goals from outside 50 meters in the one game and get him up and about. So, I think all signs to me point to a Richmond win.
Well, I'm a bit the same as the last game. I think tipping wise, I'd have to tip into Richmond. Swans at the MCG, dubious history, albeit their covering record in the last 18 months or so not as bad as previous years. Last three head-to-head have all gone to the home side, including Richmond by a point last time these two met at the MCG. I just worry, having taken Dogs at the plus last week, that Sydney, barring that game against Hawthorn, 4 or 5 weeks either side of that, they've actually looked like the Sydney of old, and there's just enough in that to scare me out. I actually priced this game as Richmond's slight favourite, so I probably should take the plus. But Richmond and I, we have a troubled relationship, and so I might sit this one out.
We've all got that troubled relationship with Richmond, don't we? They keep breaking your heart, but when you're going as badly as I am, you've got to do things a little bit differently. So I'm going to do it.
Very good. Saturday twilight game. We're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and Brisbane. Port laying almost 10 goals. Total points line high 190s.
I was a little bit surprised when I saw this line originally, given how well Brisbane played last week. But again, Port Adelaide coming off a bye against the team that's played last week, albeit they had a good win.
Port played last week.
Did they? All right.
They got dusted by Essendon.
They did. Of course they did. That's why I forgot.
They went into that game off a bye.
That's why I forgot about it. Well, we'll disregard that. Well, I wasn't gonna play this one anyway. 10 goals is far too much, particularly as I said against a team that won by nearly enough 10 goals last week. Yeah. So, regardless of that, yeah, all avenues are open in this one. So no play for me.
No play here for me. Too much junk time involved. Brisbane really good last week, and good on them for that win, but. Poor record as a road dog. Port surprisingly good as big favourites. Covered 6 of their last 7 when they've gone out 5-goal favourites or bigger. As you say, all 4 options in play, and I think this is a pretty easy lay down. Saturday night, we're up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns and Carlton. Suns laying about 3 goals, total points line mid-170s.
I really enjoy watching Carlton play football at the moment. I think it's such an
honest side.
It must be the Brendan Bolton crossover, because I've hated Carlton my entire life. But watching them play against GW last week in what was a ripping game of football, even as a GWS member, I found myself cheering for Carlton the whole second half and getting up and about when the decisions were going against them, which I hated myself for afterwards. But I really do enjoy watching them play. I think they should get inside the 3 goals, if not even win this game. Gold Coast is still a bit flighty for mine. But that being said, 3 goals is not a great deal. If this was anywhere other than Metricon, I'd be stepping straight into that. But I mean,
it's not that far away from what you might consider home field advantage. It's basically saying in a neutral ground, there's a tiny bit in it, but nothing just, to speak of.
It's just one of those games where you think it's going to be within a couple of kicks either way all day long.
Yeah.
But that couple of kicks can turn into 4 goals pretty quickly in the jump time once, you know, the game can't be won. So there's just enough there you get that the big stick there in the rump, which I've copped a couple of times in the last month. So I'm not going to play too close to the wind.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy lay down for me as well. Particularly with that home field advantage, and particularly with a side that's still bottom four on the road, I think you generally want more than 3 goals to be stepping in there. Gold Coast form of late, not too bad. Trends for the totals in particular all over the shop here. Normally night games trend under, but Gold Coast are an exception to that. As you said earlier, I think all 4 options in play, and I think it's a pretty easy lay down. We move to Sunday afternoon. We're at the Docklands again for the Western Bulldogs and Melbourne. Dogs laying about 2 goals. Total points line near enough 180.
Yeah, well, I think every time I've backed the Dogs at the minus this year, I've got punted. So I'm probably not going to do that. I do think they will win. They've had an extra 4 or 5 day spell than Melbourne, or will have had by the time match day rolls around. So that'll freshen them up and get out there and rip into it. I do, again, I enjoy watching the D's play. It's been a good season for that, and maybe that's a byproduct of my own team going not so well, but I have enjoyed some of the teams that have been the whipping boys for the last few years actually start to play some good football. I really like Melbourne's midfield unit. They've got a good hard inside edge there with Oliver and Viney and those sorts of guys, but the Dogs bring that to the table as well. So I don't expect it to be a super high scoring affair. If there was another maybe goal or two in it, if we're talking mid-180s, I'd probably play the under, but 180 again, junk time. You just never know what can actually happen, and under the lid.
Yep.
Of course, it's you don't want to be taking, or you don't want to be giving away too many. So I do expect it to be a low scoring affair, and wouldn't be surprised if it gets well under the 180. But there's enough out there for me to sit it out.
Yeah, this is a pretty easy lay down game for me as well. I think surprisingly, I'm coming to the idea that Melbourne might be the less enigmatic of these two sides. Yeah. After last week in particular, I just don't know what to do with the Dogs. They need a statement game, and I have a gut feel that they're going to deliver it, but on current form, I don't want to be laying two goals to a pretty handy side at a neutral venue. So,
absolutely,
that one's a pretty easy lay down for me as well. So that gives me a total of two this week, both tomorrow night. I've got Geelong and the under in that same game.
Yeah, two for me. I've got North at small plus and Richmond at the small plus.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.